Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Welcome back. Glad to have you here in Live Your True Life land. We are having a great weekend so far, and I'm glad that you have joined us today. And today we're going to be talking about something that I feel needs to be addressed. I feel that many of us have been dealing with this for a long time. I think that many of us don't even know that we're dealing with it, and that's why it's so tough to overcome. I think that a lot of times it's so easy, right? It's easy to understand what we're dealing with. When we know what we're dealing with, we're able to deal with it, we're able to combat it, we're able to come up with a solution, we're able to identify, you know, the basis and the structure of how we got there and why we're there. But if we don't really know it's there, or we take it kind of lightly, or we don't realize the impact of something, we can't change it. And so on today's show, I want to talk about perfectionism, and I want to talk about procrastination. I found that this is hand in hand. Both perfectionism and procrastination go hand in hand. They're like pals, you know. It's like frankincense and myrrh. Like they're always together, right? Always together. But why is that? Why are they together all the time? Why does it happen? And more than that, how do we begin to recognize perfectionism? How do we begin to recognize the perfectionism in our life? And I find it interesting because I ask folks sometimes, hey, you know, how would you define yourself? And people say, oh, gosh, I'm a total perfectionist. And I get that, but have you been a perfectionist this whole time? What was the turning point? Because there was a turning point. I don't believe that we're ever born as perfectionists. I believe that over time, things happen in our life when we're young, and that becomes our basis of reality when it comes to how we perform, what we do, how we see ourselves, and how we judge ourselves, and then how we actually do things in our life. I find that we have to recognize this first, because otherwise we're beating ourselves up. We don't feel like we're doing the right things. Many of us actually feel like, well, I didn't get it done, so it must not be the right time to do it. Some of us feel like we question our ability. I don't know if I have the ability to do so. I don't know if I have the ability to get that done. Others of us question the tools that we have. Do I have the right tools to actually do this project, to create this reality? Do I have enough education? Am I in the right headspace? Oh, God, am I in the emotional, right, mindful headspace? Is this right? Oh, maybe I should wait. Maybe I'm not in the perfect headspace. Maybe I'm not ready for that. Maybe I'm going to mess up or screw up. Maybe it's not the right time. Maybe I need to wait. And I find it interesting how we can create these realities that are not necessarily true in order to preserve and protect our good friend perfectionism. You know, it's like I look back at stuff, and I can look back at projects that I worked on for a long period of time that never came to fruition, that never was finished, that never got done. And I know that you can probably, you know, connect with one of those projects as well right now, something that never got done, something that never took place, you know, something that you were never able to finish because it wasn't perfect, it wasn't ready yet. And so how do we begin to offset that? How do we begin to create structure around offsetting the programming of perfectionism? And it is so hot here in studio today. It is so hot. The AC was not running while we were away, and it is really, really warm. So it is probably about a good 85 degrees in here, so bear with me if I go off on some sort of tangent. Just recognize the fact that that's just a heat tangent, and we'll go through that. So, you know, it's interesting when you think about perfectionism and you think about this concept and you think about what we're dealing with and you think about what the impact is of perfectionism. Where did it start? Where did it start? Many of you, can you actually think back to where it started? And I was watching some of the TEDx talks earlier this morning, and I was looking at how people were talking about being a perfectionist and overcoming being a perfectionist and how they realized they were a perfectionist and the things that happened in their life at an early age and the connection they had when they were a little kid. And, oh, my gosh, that was the awakening to realize that's what became into this whole reality of being a perfectionist. And I do feel like it connects with other things too. There's like a people pleasing concept there, you know, wanting to be right. You know, there's people pleasing. You know, I think also, you know, wanting to be correct, wanting to have the answers. And then I also think too, growing up, you know, maybe you grew up around a parent or in a family dynamic that was, well, they were tough, they were challenging. You know, there was a lot of questioning your ability to do something, and so you became the perfectionist. I got to get this right. I got to get this done. I got to make sure I do every single thing right. I got to dot every I, cross every T, make sure everything is done properly. And in that process, growing up like that, you did that in school, in middle school, and in high school, and everything you did was perfect. And then there becomes another problem, right? Because then it's like you have this entire basis, you know, basis of life on perfection. What happens when something isn't done perfect? What happens when something isn't perfectionism? How do we deal with that? How do we offset that? It's interesting. It's like when you finally do something and it doesn't turn out right, perfect, we judge ourselves. Oh, I did the wrong thing. Then we end up standing on the sidelines because we don't really want to do anything in the moment because we're scared. What if things don't work out? What if I do another thing and it's not good? It doesn't work and I have to go back to the drawing board. All questions that we got to think about. I think that one of the biggest things that we want to do, though, in determining this entire idea of perfectionism and understanding that the process itself, it's like we become overwhelmed immediately. And I don't know about you, but I felt this before, too, where you have this massive project and you're working on it and it's so massive, but then you become overwhelmed. Like, there's that full overwhelm. And then that overwhelming process is like inactivity. Like, it's like you're stuck. It's almost like your legs and your feet are in, like, you know, liquid concrete. And as it's hardening up, you're like, oh, I can't get anything done. I can't do this. And so there's that overwhelming feeling. That procrastination is like, I'll get it done another time. Or you know what, it's not even worth doing. Or why am I even thinking about this? You know, and then we start second-guessing what we want to do. Is this what I really want to do in my life? Is this worth the time and effort? And so one of the things that I figured out is that we first off, you know, and this goes back to a lot of stuff because, you know, being a perfectionist goes back to your upbringing and probably some small traumas or big traumas that happened in your childhood. And also maybe some insecurities about how you feel about yourself or some comments that were made to you about how you are or your ability. And so this goes back to not only thoughts and memories that happen, but, you know, a lot of emotion, right? So there's a lot of emotion that goes into it. To act as though it is not emotion-filled is delusional. Okay, so it goes back to emotion. And so what I've realized is that emotion, right, and action do not go hand in hand. They don't go hand in hand. Think about it. When was the last time that you were in a deep emotion or feeling and you actually got a bunch of work done? Probably not. Okay? I don't think it's possible. And so what I've realized is that in the beginning, when we're going through this process, we have to realize that right when we go into an emotional state of mind, or we go back into the thought process, or we go back into this procrastination, or we go back into questioning our ability. This goes back to the main piece, probably. This goes back to some sort of core belief system that we have to figure out how to excavate. But in the process, we have to realize that in the meantime, because some of this work that we have to do to go back and figure out why do we become, you know, this perfectionist? Why did this happen? Some of this can be some work. It can take some time. And you might say, hey, I don't have time to try to excavate this. I got to start working. I got to start doing things. I got to start focusing on getting things done. And I get that. I'm all about getting things done. Okay, so there's certain reveal a day in today's show that you can work on over a period of time. And there's going to be certain things that I'm going to help you do a workaround so we can work around some things while we are solving our stuff, right? While we're solving our core beliefs and our core wounds and all that stuff. In the process, we have a workaround. Okay, that's what successful people do, right? I mean, yes, you have to solve the problem, and eventually you have to deal with the problem. But, you know, all in all, guess what? We got to create a workaround. The workaround is what is necessary, and that's what's so awesome. So let's talk about some of the things that we can do to actually work around this. Let's talk about some of the things that we can do to work around these systems and be able to create some success. You know, the first thing that I started doing, and I know many of you might go, this is crazy, but I know, I'm just opening the door to illuminate more about myself, but success tips that I've used that work for me. I actually time myself. So I get up in the morning, and when I get up in the morning, I time myself. I got down to how long it's going to take me to get up, how long. I mean, I look at minute to minute every day. And the reason why I do that is I try to keep myself steady on point. And a lot of times I'm meeting with clients on every hour, and so I have to be down to the minute, proper minute to get things done. And I've realized that when I'm in action and I'm recognizing how time is passing, I'm able to get a lot of things done. Okay, I'm able to stay in that process of action. And staying in that process of action is so powerful because I don't walk back into emotion. I don't walk back into the past. I don't walk back onto the sidelines. You see, once you're there in the sidelines, once you walk back into the past, it's a done deal. It's like it's like being at the pool, going to a resort, going to the pool, and you know the water's cold. And instead of just jumping in, you sit there and you think about how bad it's going to feel to jump in. And, oh, my gosh, what if it's really cold? And let me put one foot in. Oh, wait, hold on. Let's wait it out. And it's never going to happen. By the time it does happen, I mean, my God, it's been this whole workup to get into the pool. It's the same thing in our mind, right? Oh, God, I don't want to do this. Oh, man, I don't know. Am I going to be able to do this? I don't know if I have the skill set. I don't know if I have the tools. Do I have the tools? I don't know. Let me question myself. Let me go back and question everything I've done in the last 17 years, okay? That's not worth it. But it happens. Okay, I can sit there and say it's not worth it, but it does happen. So we have to track our time. First off, be aware of every minute of your day. Start seeing that. Don't let the day pass you by and go, wow, where did all the time go? I know where every minute went. And I know that sounds wild, but I do know where every minute in my day goes. When I go to bed, I reset the timer. Okay, and that's powerful for me because I'm able to sit there and say, hey, I spent XYZ on this. Now, obviously, client sessions are different, but when I'm out of client sessions, I set a timer as to how long I've been working on something. How long have I been working on it? How many minutes have I been working on this? And really focusing on that time because I realize I only have so much time in a day. And if we can focus that way, one, the greatest thing about tracking your time is I don't want you like super vigilant about every minute, but I want you out of the emotion set. I want you to really be in the moment. And the way of being in the moment is to see, hey, every moment of every time you're realizing where that time is going. You're being able to use that time properly. And that's what's so important. That's what we're doing here from A to B, okay? That's what we're doing from A to B, and that's what we're going to do. And I think that's a really good way of beginning to offset the emotion. We're going to be talking about a lot of other things that you can do, okay? There's a lot of other things you can do because a lot of times we self-sabotage, right? We're going to talk about self-sabotage and how we accept doing things that we don't need to be doing, but it helps us to procrastinate on what we need to be doing. So stay tuned. I'll be giving you more tips and tricks and more workarounds and also some more understanding into why we do it later on here in the hour. Don't change the channel. Don't change it. If you're listening, wherever you're listening to around the country, don't change it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time, two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's passed away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's DancestorsGenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're illuminating the perfectionism and the procrastination and how they become pals. If you're a perfectionist, you know what I'm talking about. You have a tendency of procrastinating. I do it. I've been working on this for a while. And I create all these mind, like these Jedi mind tricks. Like, oh, really? It's really not because I'm not really procrastinating. It's just not the right time. And maybe sometimes that's true. I do think that sometimes we act in the exact right time when we need to, when we're in the right space at the right time. But sometimes that's not true. Sometimes we just are like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it's just like the other day, I was dealing with a situation where I finally got the gumption up to sell this vehicle, and I sold it. And I totally undersold it. I didn't make, you know, it's just like left money on the table. And it was painful. And you sit there and you work up to doing something. It's so far away from being perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I can hear that. But it's so far away from being perfect that it's like, oh my goodness, this is horrible. But you have to get up in there and you got to say, okay, you know what? I got to do this, though. I got to do these things. It's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be the way that I see it to be. And why is it the way that I see it to be? Why is that perfect? I mean, we really have to push the concept of perfection. Is that really perfect? Or is it just our idea of what we want it to be? All the reality we want based on, if this happens, then it's great. If this happens, this is the best situation that could ever happen in the world. But, you know, there's a lot of times where it's not. There's a lot of times where we're not ever taking into consideration the best situation that could be happening because we're not even aware of what the best situation could happen. Because we only can go back into what happened in the past and use that as a determination for what can happen in the future. Right before the break earlier, I was talking about timing yourself. You know, I use my little timer on my phone like crazy. I mean, I probably use it more than anybody on the planet. I time everything. I time everything. I don't know. But it really works because it puts into perspective how much time I'm taking to do things, how much time that I'm taking to do things, how much time am I, even social media, like even in the morning when I get up really early, how long are you on it? How much work did you get done on it? How much stuff did you put out there? How much did you learn from people? How much did you... All this stuff is very important to me. You know, one of the other things, too, that I've realized is that for perfectionists, you've got to take time to actually take the task, the deed, the project, whatever, and you need to cut it up and figure out what do I want to work on right now. Not like the whole concept, but what is it that I want to work on right now? What is it that I want to work on? What is it that I want to get done? What is it that I feel like, what is it that I can contribute right now to doing it that's not going to create stress, anxiety, something that I feel confident right now and go with it? It's not. And I think one of the things that gets in the way of that, though, is that you sit there and say, well, it's not in the order of operations. You know, I really need to get this part done before I get that. And again, that's another Jedi mind trick. It's not about that. As long as we get all the parts together, it doesn't matter how we put it together. It doesn't matter how we do it. It's about how we put it together. See, but it's like, but the brain plays tricks on you again. You should be doing this first. But it's like, I think that's one of the biggest things is that when we start going into that brain where the brain is like, oh, you need to be doing this first. I think you got to step back and say, why? We have to acknowledge the fact that it's not always right. We have to acknowledge the fact that our mind, yes, it has thoughts. That's what our mind does. Our mind tries to solve problems. And we also have to recognize that sometimes there's not a problem to solve, but the brain is going to create a problem to solve because that's what it does. It's like a foot walks. Foot's going to walk. Brain's going to solve, right? Even if there's nothing to solve. Even if we need to focus. And that's where I feel like, you know, when you look at Nike, Just Do It, their whole concept behind that was get the emotion out of it and go for it. I mean, I could sit there and think about running, you know, as some sort of competition in the Olympics, and I can think about how I'm going to fall and how it's not going to work and how these other people are more successful than me and all that. You just got to do it. And that's a lot easier said than done. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back from break. So stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Well, I'll be back this time. I think two shakes. An amazing website where artists, art lovers, and nonprofits can come together. It's a win-win situation for all concerned, where the artists get exposure, the art lovers find the art that inspires them, and the nonprofits get money to provide resources to the community. The site's artforyourcause.com/Ashley. Just go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley and be the change that you want to see in the world.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. I just published the medical memoir, Anatomy of a Patient, to inspire those affected directly or indirectly by a life-threatening diagnosis. Do you know or have a family member or dear friend who is suffering from a catastrophic illness or debilitating disability? This is a conversation that few people are willing to have, and I want to have it with you. You can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to reggieharvey.net.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The White House claims its new vaccine mandate for private sector workers is legal under the Occupational Safety and Health Act of 1970. The OSHA law basically requires the Department of Labor to take action when it finds grave risk to workers, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said at Friday's press briefing. Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax Friday says the courts will likely agree
that the federal government has the power to enforce vaccine mandates, but not from the president.
I think the courts will say it's proper if the legislature allows it after hearings. But then the key question is, does the president have the authority alone by declaring an emergency to make law and to impose punishments? That's generally relegated to the legislature.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about procrastination and perfectionism, and how they, well, those two are together. I mean, if it was a marriage made in, I don't know, heaven or hell, right? What is it made out of? But, you know, the thing is that we have to figure out solution. We can go back into our childhood. We can excavate into where it started. Many of you, it started at a very early age. You know, you believe that, you know, perfectionism, you believe that you needed to get something done. You felt like you know, to control the situation, to people please, to get, you know, to keep somebody off your back. You know, maybe you had a relative or mother or father that if it wasn't done perfect, it was always a problem. So you were constantly, like, making sure that you would do it perfect to not get in trouble, to not have those types of situations. And so that became a lifestyle, right? And say, oh, nowadays, it's like no matter what you do, no matter what it is, you've got to have it perfect. And that gets in the way of so many things. So many things. You know, and I've seen this through a lot with clients and everything, whether it's work projects, whether it's a home situation, whether it's raising their children, whether it's finding the perfect mate. It can get so overwhelming. You know, I've had folks that say, you know, hey, I don't even know if I'll ever get married. I'm always finding fault. I'm always finding these types of issues. You know, I'll go on a date and I find problems immediately. And that's a lot of, there's other issues there too, is, you know, maybe not being able to be, not emotionally ready to connect, not able to connect. And then there's also some attachment style issues there as well. Different show, different time. However, there's a lot of things that we become perfectionists. What about ourselves? The way we look. You know, our work, everything. And you see that, and people slave over it, and you become a slave to your perfectionism. You become a slave to it, and sometimes, yes, do you create amazing things? Sure. There's no question about that. But how often do you not create, not do, in fear of it not being perfect? Okay? And right before the break, I brought up the fact that we have a tendency sometimes of what I call self-sabotaging. We self-sabotage ourselves, and this is another way that we can scam ourselves, right? We talked about the timing and creating the time and keeping that timer on and being able to time each action and everything you do to really analyze, how am I using my time? How am I really focused on using my time? What am I doing? How am I creating all these great things, right? But, you know, another step is really looking at, how do we begin to say no to things? And I'm not saying you got to say no to everything, guys. Don't think that. It's not a black and white thing. But a lot of times we don't say no. A lot of times we get ourselves into a situation where we want to say yes because we want to people please. We want perfection. Okay, they want this. And so we say yes and we do something, but it gets in the way of us getting our other things done, right? Sometimes when we say yes to things we don't need to, it also is a way of deflection. Okay? It's also a way of deflection, to deflect our energy from what we need to be doing into something that we don't necessarily need to be doing. And then there becomes this resentment. Okay? And it's interesting. And see, this is how interesting and intricate the brain is, right? The brain is really smart because it can create all kinds of, like, you know, false flags, you know? It can create all kinds of, making us believe all these different things. And let me give you an example. A lot of times people get into relationships that can be somewhat toxic, right? And some of that can be the fact that we're actually self-sabotaging ourselves because we're deflecting, because we'd much rather look at the other person's issues and question what their issues are and their problems than us actually look at our own stuff. Right? So it's like, instead of us actually self-sabotaging, we actually go out and find someone else that we can actually blame and put them in our life. Because, well, you know, and it's very interesting, but we have to begin to practice no, because a perfectionist wants to do everything. And if somebody, and there's a tendency to people-pleasing. And I want you to catch that. The next time that you become, and you go into that perfectionism, is there some people-pleasing involved? You know, how much people pleasing have you done your whole life? And really get real with that. Some people don't, sometimes we don't want to get real with that. Sometimes we don't want to look at that. I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a rebel. Well, okay. I mean, I get it. I mean, I want to be a rebel every time. I want to be that breaking the rules person every time. But no, I've people pleased a lot in my life. And I find that people pleasing, though, creates resentment. And then it becomes another tool to beat ourselves up. Oh, God, I can't believe I did that. When am I going to ever learn? And it's hard because we have that tendency of beating ourselves up that creates even more procrastination, because then we begin to question what we really need to work on and how it's never going to happen because we're constantly procrastinating and this is my life. And then we define ourselves by that, right? And then it becomes the pity party. And it's challenging because it's hard. We all have responsibilities out the butt nowadays, right? Everybody's running around, trying to take care of everything. Some of us are running multiple jobs, you know, at the same time married, several children, taking care of a household. Maybe you don't have children. Maybe you're going back to school. Maybe you're not going back to school. Maybe you're taking care of elderly parents. Okay? You know, maybe you're taking care of other folks. You know, who knows what's going on? Maybe you have a health issue, a health condition on top of all that. So everybody has a lot on their plate. Okay, so that's not a question here on this show. I get it. You don't have, and that's another thing we have a tendency of doing, right? We go down the list of all the stuff we have to do and how overwhelmed we are. And sometimes I actually feel like we're overwhelmed, and sometimes I actually feel like we're underwhelmed. And I know you go, what the heck is underwhelmed? But to me, it's like, are we overwhelmed or is it underwhelmed because we're not really living to the potential that we want to live to? And so we kind of just feel bad a lot. We just feel like we're constantly behind the eight ball because we're not really doing what we want to do. And so that's a whole other show alone, too. But think about it. It's about let's say no to the things that we don't need to be included in our life. Let's begin to. And see, we can question, though, because a lot of times, a lot of us, you put your heart and soul into something and you're really working at it. And you found some small successes, but there's never been any large, big success. And you're working really hard to get to that level. And so then your brain starts questioning and creating reality. Well, maybe if you would have been in this industry, it would have been better. If you would have done that, it would have been better. You know, oh, you should have done this a long time ago. Again, self-sabotage is the greatest thing. That also creates more procrastination in the current situation that you're working on. That also creates questionability of your ability and what your direction is, which also keeps us in a sedentary, non-movement, stressed-out, emotionally floored way that we have trouble beginning to understand the next step. So what's something else that we can do? The one thing I've also realized, too, is we got to have some sort of reward. I know a lot of you go, well, what does that mean? Well, we have to reward ourselves for things that we've created. We have to reward ourselves for things that are done. We have to have a reward on the other side. I mean, think about it. How many of you have dogs and cats, and how many of you give your dogs and cats treats for doing things? Buddy gets so many treats all the time. I mean, constant. I'm constantly giving him treats, constantly praising him for things that he's done. But how often are you doing that for yourself? Once you get something done that goes against a lot of the barriers, once you override that, you know, that desire to, I can't do this because it's not going to be right. It's not going to be perfect. Oh, my God. Once we override that and actually do something, what are you doing to show yourself that that was the right thing? And what are you doing to show yourself support? You know, the other thing that I think that's important is you need to be around other people that get it. You need to be around other people that get it. Not people that are acting like they get it, but people that actually get it. Okay, if you're surrounded by people that don't get it, if you're surrounded by people that aren't doing the soul work, if you're surrounded by people that aren't actually doing the work to understand who they are, and they're just on autopilot all the time, it's probably not who you need to be surrounding yourself with when you're trying to make ultimate changes in your life. Okay? I mean, we got to be around people that also get it. And if we can't be, and there's people that we have to be around that don't, really limiting that amount of time that we are around them, because it's going to get to us. It's always going to get to us. You know, the funny example I used to use back in the day was, you know, like if you're wanting to be successful and you're wanting to create some sort of direction in your life and create something, no matter what, no matter how you feel about your skill set or how you feel about the direction, you don't want to be around other people that determine that they just want to start drinking at 4 o'clock every afternoon. Okay, you don't want to do that, because what happens, even if that's not what you want to do, that's what you will become. Because they don't have a direction, they don't want to have a direction, and that's probably a lot of mental and emotional stuff on their side, because they believed a bill of goods a long time ago that they're either never going to be successful, or it's not even worth doing, or, I mean, that's fine, and everybody has those core beliefs that we got to get rid of, but do we want to take on other people's negative core beliefs too? And incorporate those into our core beliefs that we're already having issues with anyway. And I think you would probably agree that we don't want to. But it's hard because we all want to be liked and we all want to fit in and we all want to have a life where we have friends and stuff like that. And that's fine, but there's certain friends that you can hang out with a lot and certain friends you can't. And you got to be able to gauge that, because nobody's going to give you a medal of honor, you know, after you die and go, hey, you didn't do anything you wanted to. Here's your medal. And even if they did give you a medal, do you want that medal? I don't want that. I don't want those stinking patches. Why? I don't want those stinking patches. I want to live my life. I want to be able to look back at my life and say, wow, I did it. Now, is it always going to be easy? No. Is it hard to overcome this procrastination? Yes. Is it wired into us and programmed into us? Yes. Do we have to override the program? That is the only way. But in the way of overriding the program, you have to just do it. You have to go through the process, even though it's uncomfortable. And that's the thing I have clients say, well, how do I get to the gym? Oh, God, I got to get to the gym. I don't want to get to the gym. I hate working out. I hate sweating. Ugh. You know, and I'm the exact opposite. I mean, sometimes I have to manage to get myself to the gym. You know, it's 8:30 at night. I'm still at work. I got to go home and change, and I got to go work out at 9 o'clock. You know, come on. I still do it. Do I always want to do it? No. Does my thoughts start taking over and going, I don't want to do this? I mean, you're not going to be eating dinner until 10 o'clock at night. Have you thought about that and feeding the dog and doing all this stuff? And I get over it and I go, I still override it. I override it. I get in the gym and I stop thinking and I move. I do. I move. I groove. I do what I have to do. We got to get in the groove. I remember there was a lady that I met, I guess it was at a Harvard conference years ago, McLean conference. Very interesting lady, Amy Cuddy. She's very cool, and I actually have some pictures with her. I don't really show all those pictures anymore because my hair was a totally different color. I'm not kidding. My hair was a lot darker. But I think they're still on my Instagram at some point. Back in the day. But she came up with the concept of power posing, and I thought that was pretty cool because, you know, our body language does shape how we are. And this doesn't work for everything. Don't say that this is a one-stop shop. I'm not telling you that this is all, oh, yeah, this is everything. This is the end-all, be-all. But, you know, when we come into it from a powerful position, and we come into it from a powerful posing position, like, if I feel like I'm going to be able to do something and I'm going to be able to take care of something, I automatically feel better about myself. And if you stand up tall and you do kind of a power pose of something, I'm telling you, you automatically feel just a little bit better. And sometimes all we have to do is break the old psychological programming by making small little changes. So when I go into the gym at night and I've had a long, long day and I've been at the office since 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning and it's 9 o'clock at night, do I sit there and fool around with a little weights? No, I get on the elliptical and I start running. I gotta move. Okay? I gotta move to the point where I get into that groove, and then I wanna stay in that groove. And that's what I'm asking you to do. That's what I'm asking you right now is that if you are like me and you have a tendency of procrastinating, but you have that based on the perfectionism because you've done things like this and you know what I'm talking about. It's about moving and grooving and doing. Even if it seems off, even if you go, well, God, I really need to be working on this instead, work on what comes next. Don't sit there and try to filter, well, I better be working on this because this is the order of operations. Well, no. If you need to get this other thing done and it's one of the things on your list anyway, do it. Just do it. Just go. Go do it. Do it. Do it. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that I have a tendency I would hold off on a project and I'd work on it, make it perfect. It's like, ah. You know, nowadays, you know, with YouTube, you know, like it's funny. People ask me, how many times do you record a YouTube video? I record it one time. Am I lucky? Yeah, I guess so. But you know what? I'm not going to sit there and go back over and over again. It's got to be authentic. It's got to be real. And if I'm recording it 100 times, that's not real. That's not at all authentic. And so sometimes you got to put it out there, even if it's a big project at work or something. You know, put it out there. Your personality will come through. Allow yourself to come through with it. Allow your personality, allow your skill set to come through without trying to throttle it. And realize, you know what? I can do this. I can do this, and I have the ability to do this. And we have to really think about mindfulness, too. It's like mindfulness, we have to override the thought with the action. Action's always got to be on top, okay? Because our thoughts can, what? They can derail us. They can put us off target. They can move us in the wrong direction. How many times have your thoughts gotten you in trouble? How many times have your thoughts put you on a slippery slope of some sort of negativity, and you're like, what the heck is this about? It's misleading you. It's taking you down the primrose path, okay? And sometimes our thoughts can be right on target. Sometimes our gut can be right on target, but our gut and our thoughts are really two different things, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. So stay tuned. We got still a little bit more of a show for you here, guys. So stay tuned. Keep it on the dial. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Great show. We've still been talking about procrastination. We've been talking about perfectionism and how to understand that, how to get through it, how to overwhelm it. And, you know, it's interesting because there's so many things that we can incorporate. There's so many things that we can do to change our programming. And we've been talking about some of those. We've been talking about timing ourselves. We've been talking about saying no and really watching the self-sabotage. We've been talking about being aware of deflection, right? Deflecting into other things where all of a sudden this takes center stage and all the other stuff's falling apart and really recognizing when we're doing that. Again, another self-sabotage. We've discussed the concept of how I believe that we have to always be, we have to be in action in these senses. We have to overcome the emotion, and action has to take top wrong. And it can be very hard, but again, going into action is challenging. But when we have all these things in the back of our mind, it can be hard. And it's interesting because I felt that, you know, when we incorporate a concept of being aware, self-awareness, mindfulness, we can break these habits, these patterns, these programs. But we have to create that reality, and we have to be prepared. Because remember, we go on autopilot with this stuff, because this stuff has been with us for a long time. And so how do you break something that you've been doing for as long as you can remember? How do you break something that you've been doing since you were 5, 6, 7? How do you do that? Well, the only way to do it is to be able to see it happening. The only way to do it is to be able to see it and examine and go, oh, heck, here we go again. Holy hand grenade, here we go again. And that's the thing. It's like, how do we do this? What do we do? And I realize that we have to just be aware of this. We have to. We don't always have to get to our core wounds and core beliefs and try to extract those, but that will help us to understand why we're here. But in the process, the workaround is also giving ourselves praise, connecting with ourselves, raising ourselves up, being that cheerleader that we need. You know, being the cheerleader. You know, being the cheerleader, like what we need, because we need to cheerlead ourselves. A lot of times we look to other people to do that. We look to other people to pat us on the back. We look to other people to be there. But what happens when they're not there? What happens when they're not there? And that's the thing. And it's like I feel like, you know, we have to be able to say, hey, you know what, I might not be perfect. And who... You know, perfectionism, that's the problem, is that it sets us up for failure. And we have to look at it and say, you know what, I might feel like I dropped the ball on this last project, or I might feel like I haven't been able to, you know, to take over, and I feel like I'm beating myself up. But we have to eventually reward ourselves and say, even though it might be challenging, I am overcoming this. I do see light at the end of the tunnel. Small little incremental things as well is that when you're having trouble overcoming that big thing that you got to do, it's great to just take small pieces of it and do what you can to be able to override that. Do what you can to get past it. Do what you can. Even small things, and it doesn't have to be in order. Don't let your brain try to say, oh, you're doing it wrong, or you can't do it this way. Well, why can't I do it this way? I'm tired of a lot of rules. Why do I have to create all these, like, fascist rules in my own brain? Okay, when you catch that, that's self-sabotage. That's a way of overriding your ability to get something done. It's a way of, it's that inner critic. Ah, you're doing it wrong. And in order for us to catch that inner critic, we don't need other people to be criticizing us. We can criticize ourselves enough. So in order to really catch that inner critic, we have to be aware. We have to be mindful. We have to be self-aware so that we don't go down the primrose path for 20, 30, 40 minutes of just beating ourselves up. Remember, it can happen over a period of time, and there we are stuck going, I didn't get that done. And then there comes the real self-sabotage, the real beat-up. And so I hope this show has helped you, to give you some thoughts on perfectionism, to understand procrastination. I hope that it's helped you. And if we can put action over emotion, small little incremental things, even the things that you don't think is a big deal because it raises our self-esteem and our self-worth. If you haven't already, check out the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, B-E-R-G-E-S. You can check out my website, ashleyburgess.com. Or the 10daychallenge.com, the number 10daychallenge.com. I have several master classes out that can help as well, and I also work with clients too. So reach out to me. You can always contact me. Go to ashleyburgess.com, go to that contact page, and send me a message, and I'll get back to you ASAP. Live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'm going to be back next week, by the way. Live your true life perspectives. Your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time. Well, I'll be back this time. And be back this time in 3 shades.
Care beneficiaries, are you getting all the benefits you need? If you have Medicare, you may now be able to get new benefits. Benefits may include eyeglasses, wellness visits, gym membership, meal delivery, and hearing aids with low copay. To find out which benefits you qualify for and to find out if you're getting the benefits that you deserve, you need to call Best Medicare. Our licensed insurance agents can look up your current benefits and tell you what additional benefits are available to you. It's easy. Just one call. Tell us the deductibles you prefer, the doctors you want to see, and if you want prescription drug coverage. The service is free, and you have no obligation. You may even find plans with zero monthly plan premiums, zero copays on many services, and zero deductibles. You deserve every medical care coverage benefit out there, and we'll help you get them. Call 800-808-8323. 800-808-8323. That's 800-808-8323. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.